Hello! Welcome to a very special episode of the podcast By George From Page to Stage. And I'm joined today by Rich.
Hiya.
And we are going to be having the auditions, aren't we, Rich?
We are. We are at the famed LBT, Lawrence Bacley Theatre, here in Huddersfield. And this is where we're going to be rehearsing and doing the auditions and also doing the show. And so this is our little preemptive strike, isn't it? Because the auditions are about to start. In fact, the person holding the camera is our first auditionee. His name's Sam, and he's going to be covering in first. We're going to show you a little bit of the process, introduce you to the people, and take you through the entire day with us here.
Hi, I'm Sam. I'm auditioning for Sam.
Sharon Whitehead. So I'm auditioning for Pauline, and I'm auditioning for Marge, two totally different characters.
I'm Gemma, and I'm auditioning for Lil today.
Come and join us, Colin. I believe your dad, Colin, is also auditioning.
Yes.
To be in the show. So, Colin, who are you going for?
Sam's dad.
Ooh. And his name is?
Sam? No, he didn't. George.
And so why are you going for the part of George in By George?
Now, how do I put this? I've done quite a lot of things, but never really plays and musicals. And also, I've always wanted to be on stage with this chap. I wanted to share a stage with him, and this is a chance to do it. So, fingers crossed.
Yeah. Plus, it'd be easy to play father and son, really, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I can smack him.
Smack you back.
Okay.
I think Pauline's a great part, but I'm probably too young for that.
Yeah.
I'm probably too young for Lil as well, but definitely Pauline. So I thought I won't bother. I'll just go for Lil. But there's some great little parts as well.
So you said that you've never done musicals before. So what's your background?
Well, I was a pro entertainer for 45 years. Retired just before lockdown. And I've also had to work with my son, which I'm auditioning now, to play his father, which it'd be a dream come true. And I've seen the productions here. And
yeah.
The production values are absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
Came to see Priscilla. And the acting in that was stunning. It was really, really good. It was like a pro performance.
I like Pauline because she's the underdog. And I like the underdogs. And I like the fact that she actually gets to take control and she drives things forward and she gets control of her life. And is no longer the underdog by the end of it, which is fabulous.
Exactly.
I love that. And she's got a little bit of fight about her. And her family is really, really important. So that's massively important to me as well. As most people have sort of crouching on middle age, right? Sort of. But then there's Marge.
Mm.
And Marge is just...
She's a nasty one.
She's a...
Yeah.
She's horrid. But it's funny. And there's some brilliant funny lines in it. The dialogue, the songs. And it's natural as well. It feels really, really natural. And it's something to get involved with at very early days. I've known Richard for a long, long time. First time we worked together was back in the 90s. And so, you know, we've been friends for a long time and I've followed what he's done and I've been in shows with him since. And he's such a talented guy and I'd love to be able to help him with this. So hence why I'm auditioning.
This George, I can feel the fella.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can really feel him.
So when you've read the description of the character, is there anyone who kind of comes to mind as inspiration for how you're going to portray him?
Me, really. It's like written for me.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
So what speaks to you about George's character?
He's a dour Yorkshireman. And
that puts it mildly, to be honest.
Yeah. But also, it's like when I first started drinking in pubs, all the old fellas are being there, and he's one of them.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah,
and just how they spoke and how they acted, et cetera, that's him.
Yeah.
That's George. And he was by those chaps, because I always wanted to tell the stories. So I think, you've got that there. I thought, I must write these down or record them or something. Never did.
Yeah.
And I've regretted it ever since.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the wonderful stories they came out with, the things they did round here. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Bit about me. Yeah, I've done a lot of shows. And I've played bad guys and good guys and victims and nasty people and all sorts of stuff. So I'm really, really fortunate that I've been able to do lots of stuff within the local theatre.
We all know someone who's just like George.
We do. And they're wonderful people. They're salt of the earth.
I think it's very local interest, and it's kind of for everyone, whereas I know a lot of musicals can be a bit elitist.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas I think this is just going to appeal to everyone on some level.
It's super down to earth as well, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
so it's a real...
So I yeah. think it sort of makes theatre a bit more accessible in a lot of ways.
You said you're a pro performer, a pro entertainer
yeah.
for 45 years.
Yeah.
So is your background in singing, dancing, acting? What's your
I niche? Work in a comedy actor.
Oh, like. So you'll be perfect for a comedy musical then?
Well, we'll see. They might not think so.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but all you do, you just do your best in auditions.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the first thing you learn in this business is rejection.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so,
definitely. Well,
you just go in and do your best. If it works, great. And sometimes you do an audition, and you come out and you think, yeah, I did that.
Mm.
Great. And you don't get the part.
I've had that feeling before.
Yeah. And yeah. Other times you go in, and you're totally crap. You think, well, no, and you get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm also, if this is still running, I'm also crap at auditions, because give me 500 or 1,000 people out there, I've no problem.
Yeah, yeah.
But three people sat at a desk, and, oh, I'm sorry about that.
And Ursula.
I was going to say, at the time of recording, that's your next big part, which is very much a villain.
Which is actually tech and dress rehearsal today.
It's a very big day for you, isn't it?
It's a very big day. It's a very big day. So, and it's great playing both sides. You know, you have a lot of fun with the bad guys, a lot of fun with the bad guys, because that's, you know, you're doing something that you hope is not you naturally. But then you, when you're doing the good guys and you're doing the strong females, you pull on your life experiences and you pull on the feelings that you've got for people and your family and your friends, and you draw on that to really, really give that strength across. So, yeah, it's good.
An audience is an entity, whereas on an audition there are three people, and that's different altogether.
Yeah.
So it's a terrifying thing. I've fallen to pieces in before. Oh, I walked in and my eyes just gone.
Yeah.
Thank you, goodbye.
Well, best of luck for today.
Very much.
I'm sure you'll absolutely smash it.
Well, I don't know, we'll see, won't we? Well, it won't be for lack of trying, shall we say that?
Cheers. Yeah.
I'm Jessica, and I'm auditioning for the role of Chloe.
I'm Michelle Stevenson, and I'm auditioning for Pauline Booth.
My name is Gareth, I'm auditioning for the part of Harry.
Why are you going for Chloe, Jess?
She just seems like, obviously, within the character breakdowns, you don't really get much information about them, which I'm assuming is purposeful, because I think they kind of want to see what you're going to do with the character. But just from the tiny bit that she was described as and then receiving the material, she just seems like such a fun character to play. And those are the characters I've really enjoyed playing over the last few years. She seems borderline not normal, a bit wacky, a bit out there. So I just think she's going to be a really fun character to play.
And what is it about Harry that you decided I'm going to go for that part?
He's a lovable friend, which is kind of what my role's been with Richard for a long time. I've known him for ages. And so, you know, having somebody to watch your back and look out for you, it just seemed quite fitting.
Why are you going for Pauline?
Well, I think it's an interesting character because she changes right from the beginning of the show through to the end. There's a massive progression. She's got some brilliant songs to sing as well. And sometimes I can relate to Pauline.
And why is that, Michelle?
Well, I better not say, because my husband might watch me.
Well, let's just pretend that he can't.
Yeah. Well, I think all women end up through the, probably their own fault, doing more than they should for their partners sometimes. So you end up feeling a little like you do everything, do you know what I mean, sometimes. So I can relate to where Pauline's coming from.
I'd say probably the character I've played that's the closest to Chloe is probably Lauren in Kinky Boots.
Yeah.
Just in terms of like energy and kind of whack jobness. But I obviously it was Lauren who I played with Woodhouse. So I want to kind of show them that I can still bring that sort of energy to the table, but not them just see Lauren. I want them to see something a little bit more, something with a little bit more teeth.
Well, I think I'm not an actual mum, I'm a step mum, so I've had three step boys to bring up. And like just this morning, getting ready to come to the audition, it's like everybody's calling on you for things. And you're like, just leave me. I just need to get to the audition. I need some peace and quiet. So husband's going, can I have this? Son's going, can I have that? So I completely get where Pauline's coming from. So, yeah, I was going to go for Marge as well, but I think I've decided I'm probably not a Marge. I'm more of a Pauline. So that's my focus today.
That's interesting you said that. So what is it that makes you feel like, first of all, that you were going to go for Marge, but now you've decided against it?
I think, it's time. I've been involved in doing quite a lot recently. I'm rehearsing for a show called Company, so that's three nights a week, and I've been doing a dancing thing for charity, so that's been my main focus. So I've been limited for time. So I think you want to sort of put your focus into something. Pauline, I can relate to more. I'm not a predatory vamp type character, I don't think, anyway. I don't think I've ever done that to anybody. So I don't relate to her as much. I think you could do it, but it would be... I'm drawn more towards Pauline's character, I think.
I've been performing since I was five. Ended up randomly working on cruise ships, where I thought little performing was involved, but was performing every single night. That's how I met Richard. And I've been following his development of this show for a long time.
Are you excited for the audition?
Excited and nervous. I think you have that funny sort of feeling in your tummy, don't you?
Definitely. Are you someone who Richard kind of shoehorned in to go for a part years back, or is it fairly new?
No, not at all. I've always kind of like been there to help pick the brains of and to chat about, and we've sat drinking tea till early hours of the morning talking about all of his different ideas. So it was great to see this coming up. But no, I saw that he'd auditioned and I let him know that I was coming, and it was a surprise to him.
There are little things that you could kind of... the thing that kind of sprung to mind when I was listening to Pump It Out, which obviously Chloe doesn't sing, but she's obviously it gave me
she's
a bit
Jill Sergeant.
Wyndham vibes.
Yeah, that's a good shout.
But not as like, you know, she's not shouting that someone's a heifer. She's a bit more positive. But it gave me that kind of energy. So I was kind of like, yeah, I think I'll eat very, very slightly channel a bit of Brooke Wyndham in this song.
And if you've got any kind of inspirations behind who would, you know, help you to get into character for Harry, who might they be, or what are you going to channel?
Richard. I've literally just channeled Richard as much as possible, and he's a huge fan of Victoria Wood, and you can tell that this kind of that vein running through the show.
Yeah, definitely.
So when you kind of piece those things together, it just kind of hopefully comes naturally, fingers crossed.
So yeah, fingers crossed, break a leg.
Thank you.
Right, well, your audition's in about 5 minutes.
It is, yes.
So break a leg. I'll see you after, and I'll give you a donut if you want.
Yes.
All right. Cheers, Jess.
Thank you.
I'm Becky, and I am auditioning for Pauline and for Lil.
I'm Niobe Armitage.
Sarah Beckett, and I'm auditioning for Lil.
I'm auditioning for Pauline and Marge, so polar opposites.
Ooh, so why are you going for Pauline, first of all?
Just because I love the songs, and it's just such a lovely part, but I wanted to just put myself out for both. I don't know, I'd let the guys see if there's anything there. There might be nothing, I don't know, but hey, in for a penny, in for a pound.
And what about Marge? What is it about Marge that draws you to going for that part as well?
Oh, she's an absolute bitch, and I love that. I love it. I love that she's got some comedy. I probably lean towards Marge a bit more, I think, in the roles that I like.
Yeah.
And she's got comedy and she's got raunch, and I just love how feisty she is.
Pauline, I just think, is a fantastic character for a woman not in the flush of her youth, which is wonderful to actually have a part that actually, you know, you look at it and go, no, this is somebody that's actually aimed at my age, which is brilliant. And the fact that from doing one of the read-throughs with Rich, I fell in love with her character. I heard somebody else read it and just thought, that character's brilliant. She's just got so much fire. She's just a strong woman who won't actually let her circumstances kind of keep her into what maybe society has told her she should be. She's got this, you know, absolute loyalty to her son, and I love that. And she's got some fantastic songs, so I just was kind of thinking right there and then, if this goes to stage, I would love to play that part. So yeah.
Is there anyone that Pauline reminds you of then, anyone that you might know from your life?
There's quite a few people, although I have to say that there was a chip shop around the corner from my parents when I was growing up, and there were a couple there, and I'm no way suggesting that the husband was in any way like George, but the mum who, you know, and wife who worked there was this lovely, calm, character who had, you know, a bit of fire in her as well. She always remembered you when you went in. She was one of those people, and you could see her kind of like, in a way, being that glue that held everything together. So when I've been rehearsing, you know, by myself in that way that we do, I have been kind of thinking, yeah, actually, I think she would be a really good kind of like pattern to kind of follow.
Yeah. So what is it about the fish and chip shop idea that really kind of like made you go, yeah, I'm going to go for that role?
Do you know what? I've known those Richard roles for a very, very, very long time.
Yeah.
And I kind of knew he was writing this when it was called something else all those years ago. I was in Curtains, actually.
Oh,
first musical.
Big plug.
Big plug, but that's a long time ago. I was just chorus. And it's just interesting. I love, actually, that both these roles are my age.
Yeah.
So, you know, middle-aged woman can come along and do it and not look like she's not dressed as lamb. So that's really good.
And you've got a lot of experience doing shows before at the LBT, right?
No, but it's been 20 years since I've been on that stage.
Really?
And it's 20 years since I've sung. So wow. I've been sat in that car park now warbling with people looking at me like I'm a nutter.
Well, they'll be paying to see you look like a nutter if you get one of the parts.
Anyway, it's fine, because when you rehearse, it's all right. I think the audition is harder than doing a show.
But definitely.
Don't you think?
It's definitely the hardest bit.
Well, from what I've read of the bits of the script that I've read, I've not read all of it, obviously, but it's just really funny, really well written. I just love the idea of it. I just think it's... I'd so love to do it. I can't even tell you.
When I did the read-through, I read Lil and was in stitches with the dialogue. I just loved her just fantastic lines. I loved the fact that she just got this fully formed personality, even though she wasn't one of the, like, you know, first string characters. It was just there was so much there just to love about that character. And yeah, she genuinely, like, some of the lines of dialogue had us in tears reading it. And I was like, no, if I can do that again with an audience full of people, what a fabulous feeling that would be.
Thing, this musical is written for people around kind of, obviously, I don't know your age, but around your age and above. And you don't look it, Jesus.
Feel it.
But it's written exactly for people like you who have been there, done that when they were kind of my age and below, and now they're coming back and they're going,
I can be one of these. And I did one after the other, after the other, after the other. I went from one show to the next, the next, the next.
Yeah.
And then I had kids and concentrated on raising my boys. And that was it. And here I am.
And now you're back.
Yeah.
Excellent. So overall then, what is it about a fish and chip musical, a fish and chip shop, rather, musical set in Yorkshire that appeals to you? Why have you wanted to audition for any role in this, let alone the two you have?
A, Rich, who is, you know, such an old friend. No, he's a friend who I've had for a long time. You're not old, Rich. he's just one of my favourite people, and therefore I think I would probably, like, you know, want to do anything that he was involved in, but he's just such an incredible talent. He writes such fantastic songs and the lyrics are brilliant, which I am thoroughly just wanting to do. I went and saw Curtains, which is obviously quite some time ago, and at the time I was like away at uni and came back and saw it and was just thinking I'd love to do that. So having an opportunity like this is brilliant. But the fact that it's something that's set amongst people that you can recognize elements of, we've all bumped into people like that, we all know people like that. There's elements of George that's like my grandpa that I kind of go, yeah, the fact that we're telling a story like this and that it has this, it has the vocabulary, it has the dialect that you've grown up around, and actually the hardest bit has been trying to actually do a Yorkshire accent, because I don't really have a Yorkshire accent anymore. So kind of like doing that and trying to do it. But it's lovely to hear the voices and to hear so much that's actually, yeah, reminiscent of where we come from, which is great.
What would you be looking for in a George?
I think he needs to be really dry and just as Yorkshire as you can get. And I just feel it's just got to be really just less is more with George. Deadpan.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're looking for someone who's going to be grumpy, miserable, give you very little back.
Yeah. I know a few people like that.
Singing in a Yorkshire accent is something that's so uncommon, particularly in musical theatre, that it's almost second nature to slip into an RP or an American accent, isn't it?
Absolutely. I have singing teachers kind of sitting on my shoulder, kind of going, why aren't you rounding your vowels? And kind of going, no, be quiet, Mrs. Williams.
No.
Yeah, no, exactly. It's like, you know, trying to kind of actually lean into that, which is nice. I think it's the same way as people must have felt when they were watching Blood Brothers for the first time.
Yeah, definitely.
And, you know, anything where you just kind of get that opportunity to hear something that's not mainstream is lovely.
Kira, for you, as the MD, the musical director, you know, you've had to learn this music for the first time as well. So what's that process looked like in preparation for knowing whether or not the auditionees are singing in the right way and portraying the character?
I said this to you, to Antonio. I said, it's all well and good reading it on pitch or playing it through, especially when you've not been involved in creating it. When it's got something completely brand new, you go, oh gosh, what have I taken on? And then it's nice to come and sit here and go, well, I know what it should go like. I know what the notes are. I can see them on the page. But so many people have done something that is wildly different. And we've already said that's completely fine because it's brand new. We can change it. We can do what we want with it. And it's just been incredible.
It's going to make deliberating really difficult because everybody has bought something unique. Everybody has bought something different. There have been parts of people's auditions that I think that is amazing. And then somebody does it a completely different way and you're like, oh, but that is also the opposite. But equally, it's going to be a really difficult process to liberate. And I think it's going to take us a substantial amount of time, longer than it usually does, because you've got no professional to go off, no show that you've seen, no idea in your head.
Nothing's good or bad. It's trying to find the because it's so new and we're here trying to create the show, it's trying to find that point of what are we looking for. So we've had an amazing morning of auditions, and it's really going to be hard to pick out.
It's freeing, but also terrifying.
Yeah. It's freeing, but also not restricted. It's not restricted, but I feel pressure in these pages, and I want to do it justice.
I'm Alison Denton, and I'm auditioning for Lillian.
So I'm Anne-Marie Senior, Sam Griffiths, and I'm auditioning for Pauline. Jana, Kath, or Debbie, one of the three sort of hen night girlies.
To be fair, Keely, my daughter, emailed on my behalf for an audition pack. But then when I read it, I thought, yeah, funny, comedy, great, love comedy.
I kind of like women that are quite strong and that can stand up for family, and especially having a son. I mean, I've got a daughter as well, but I like that part of Pauline, and that she's got a bit of fire in her belly, but she's very gentle as well, and I like that side of her.
Oh, well, I'm a Yorkshire girl, born and bred, and just to be part of something so new and exciting with Richard sort of behind it all is so exciting and such a good opportunity. Couldn't give it a miss. And not only that, being Yorkshire born and bred, it's just so nice to be involved in something that's set in my own hometown, I guess. You know, with the kind of humour that I've grown up with.
Yeah. So I did two shows with Woodhouse previously, way back in my early 20s. We did Chicago and Little Shop of Horrors, which was great. Not a dancer. Me and Nikki Cooney had the funniest time because neither of us could dance, and we struggled but pulled it off in the end.
I kind of liked the way it's written with a sense of humour and the throwaway comedy. I like the Sarah Lancashire feel, actually.
Yeah.
So that's kind of, I like how she delivers a dialogue, so that's kind of how I've tried to do the acting in there, whether it's worked or not, I don't know.
And I think what's nice about this is that we all know somebody who's pretty much like every single one of these characters. And so just being able to channel the people that you've loved and grown up with, it's just so heartwarming, that whole sort of Yorkshire feel.
I think as well, because this hasn't been done before, the pressure isn't there, because you're not living up to anybody else's expectations, because nobody really knows who, what, and what it's going to be like, do they?
Definitely.
Do you know what I mean? So I think it'll be a really good production to get back into it.
Who would you want to be your George?
Oh, I can't say that.
Oh, of course you can. That's the whole point. It doesn't have to be a specific person, but okay, what kind of acting are you looking for to play off?
Great comedy timing. I like playing opposite people that are warm and give you a lot back, and that will give you a performance very early on. I don't like to wait till dress rehearsal. It's that fun and really understanding the dynamics of the character and, yeah, trying new things. I quite like that.
I think for something like a sort of, you know, bride-to-be hen party, like we've all been out around the Yorkshire pubs and clubs, we've all seen those hen parties, we've all been on those hen parties, we've even been those bride-to-bees, and, you know, just to be able to channel that, it'll just be so much fun. Alongside the other characters as well, and the great music, I think it'll just be an absolute blast.
So how are you feeling about the audition then?
Physically sick. Like I could give birth, and I'm dreading it, really. But I'm sure it'll be fine.
And obviously with Pauline, she starts off being the kind of more subservient character, yeah, and then grows with confidence. She, yeah, gets a lot more agency and control.
Yeah.
And she becomes the more dominant character in, yeah, the end. There's a bit of a flip. Is that something that you think plays to your strengths as an actor?
Yeah, I do. I really do. Because I think you can show different... it's that duplicity, isn't it? You can show different sides of your understanding and the depth of the character, because I just don't think this has got to be on one level, because if it is, it could be quite a boring part. So I don't think Pauline's like that.
Yeah, it's just nice to be back involved in something, especially, as I say, you know, set in your own hometown, with people that, you know, you recognise and can definitely visualise. I think it'll just be so much fun to be a part of, yeah. And I am nervous, of course I am, and I think you should be nervous for an audition. But at the same time, you know, it's great to be working with Woodhouse again and with all the people that I've already worked with before. And I'm just looking forward to having a blast, really.
I know it all word for word. I've, yeah, heard the script, I've learnt the music, and I'll probably go in there. Being a 48 menopausal woman, I'm probably going to forget it all. But hey-ho.
I'm Jane Howe, and I'm auditioning for Lil.
Melanie Murray, and I'm going for Lil Lillian Bishop.
My name is Ben Malone, and I'm auditioning for the part of Sam.
I'm Ellie, and I'm auditioning for Janet.
Having seen the script, it is hilarious. And I could just see myself being Lil, because, yeah, as I said, I can just be very comical, very sarcastic. If you know me, you will know that.
My name is Ben Malone, and I'm auditioning for the part of Sam.
Excellent. And why have you chosen to go for Sam today?
Obviously, he's sort of my playing age, but I think he's a really fun character. Having read the script, it's a bit different from most things. Obviously, it's an original script, which is an amazing opportunity that you don't often get. I've never done anything that was sort of, wasn't a pre-done musical, so I think it's just a really fun opportunity. I think it's a great character that sort of binds everything together a little bit. He's essential to the plot, but has fun as well, so I really like it.
Obviously, with a show like this that hasn't been done before, I think there's a lot of room to make your own interpretation of it. So I kind of thought that I just wanted to be silly and daft and energetic, and I think that what better of a character than a stressed out bride to be, and how over the top you can do that, and especially one that's like in fitness class. I think that the physicality of that would be really, really fun, and yeah, fun to play with. So yeah,
it's not often you can use your own accent, and being obviously Yorkshire born and bred. I did live away for 25 years in Kendal in the Lake District, and I did acting there, but yeah, it's just nice to just be able to use your own voice, and yeah.
I think it's a brilliant concept, the fact that it's set in a fish and chip shop. I love just because it's such a big thing.
It's such a niche idea.
Yeah, I know. It's such a big thing in British society that doesn't often, you know, get talked about very often.
It's just kind of in the background normally, yeah, isn't it? But yeah, the fact that it's a fish and chip shop on one side of the stage and a pub on,
yeah,
the other,
I love it.
I think it's just inherently British.
Proper northern, isn't it?
Yeah.
I really like it.
I think I'd love to be like singer actor on the same level, but I think I really need to work at my singing technique, and I really need to work on my singing, but I didn't sing for years and years and years because I was way too scared. So it's something that I've learned to not be so scared about. And yeah, I'm going to start singing lessons soon.
To be honest, I have done musicals, but my sort of, I do plays more because I don't think of myself as the strongest singer in the world. And also when I was in Kendal, I was like, It's smaller, so you're kind of like a bigger fish.
Yeah.
In a smaller pond. And I went back to Huddersfield, like 2010, and I just
like, there's so much talent here. I just found myself like this little minnow in this big pond. But I've just kind of, I went to, I think it was the Huddersfield musical theatre that is now, and did Stepping Out with them, the musical, and I came back and just sort of got back into it from that.
I feel like for Pauline, you know, Sam and Pauline are much closer than Sam and George are. So I feel like the personalities between Pauline and Sam would be much closer together. Because you sort of need that bond. Whereas I feel like George is very much more distant to Sam than he is to his mum. So I feel like with George, you can have almost anything. I feel he could be completely different. And then I feel like with Pauline, she has to be a bit more similar just because they're so close together.
So how have you found learning the part to prepare for the audition?
Yeah, just I do it the same all the time. I just record it and I just listen to it in the car. It's like a discipline.
Hmm.
So no radio, just listen, whatever. Try and just get it sunk into your being, as it were.
First performed here when I was 9. I was in Snow White as one of the dwarfs. And then I've done many. I did Cats in 2019. I was Mungo Jerry in that. I did Into the Woods when the theatre just opened after COVID, so I was Jack in that. I was Kurt in Sound of Music. I was in Oliver, Fiddler on the Roof. I've been in a lot, but mostly musical theatre-based. I'm now in my last year at drama school just on the acting course, so I decided to sort of branch out a bit just from the musical theatre, but I still love it.
I think that the fact that Woodhouse are doing it, the fact that Richard's written it, the fact that I think it'll be so fun and the plot seems so lighthearted and nice, and I think that because it's never been done before, again, it's nice. It's going to be nice to potentially, you know, originate a character. Yeah,
I feel like because it's such a naturalistic musical with sort of it being so northern based, it's not Cats, you're not playing a cat sort of thing, and it's not set in some mythical land or anything. I feel like it's quite a good demonstration of how naturalism can blend with musical theatre, which you don't always get. It's quite often jazz hands, but I feel like the script lends itself to naturalism paired with the songs. I feel like it's a good route to show both off. I think that's what I'll take from it.
Is it something that excites you, the idea of kind of originating a part? Is it anything you've done before?
No, never. Yeah.
So this will be a first?
Yeah, because your idea is not necessarily going to be anybody else's, is it? So I don't know. It's unknown, isn't it? So.
And how are you feeling about the audition? Are you nervous?
This is the end of part one of this part of the podcast. We've done the auditions and this is the day after, and you can see who's got what part and our reaction to that, and that'll be on the next week's podcast. So don't forget to subscribe and you can join us then.
Head to richsykes.com and you can listen to all the previous episodes of the podcast. You can also head to YouTube and find Rich's channel to subscribe there. And don't forget, you can get your podcasts wherever you get them from. Cheers, Rich. Thanks. And I'll see you in part two.
See you there.
See you there.